Hello, everyone. I just thought I'd stop by and see how your day was going so far. I hope you all are having a great day. I just have a couple of thoughts I wanted to share with you because I was pondering something all on last night, and it was concerning some issues that I had with some people, and I thought they were resolved, and I tried to move past it and reach out and just be in a good place. But you know, sometimes, you know, it's been well said that forgiveness is not for the other person. It is for you so that you can heal, be whole, and move on. Let's face it, you cannot control what people say or what they do. You can only control how you react to what's being said and done. So, and having said that, I thought I'd come on for just a couple of minutes and talk to some people that maybe are experiencing some anxiety. You know, things like that can give you anxiety, you know, or have you second guessing yourself and questioning some things you've done or some things you should not have done. But I just want to let somebody know that, you know, your peace is with God. It's not in situations. It's not in people. It's not in things. Your peace is with God. And I just wanted to say that if you had some things that had been keeping you up all night, if you woke up this morning with some issues you went to bed with or some issues that you had on last week that hasn't gotten resolved, just cast those cares onto the Lord God. He says to us in his word, cast your cares on me because he cares for us. Amen. A lot of things that, you know, we are willing to do, but we are not able to handle all of the fiery darts that society, people, situations throw at us. And it's not our responsibility to fix people. And it's not your responsibility to fix everything. Listen, you do not have to answer every question that's put before you, and you do not have to solve every solution. You don't have to be a superwoman. You don't have to be a super mom. You don't have to be a super Christian. Just do the best that you can do according to your level of understanding, according to the word of God. And if we would humble ourselves and admit our faults, and admit that, you know what, Lord God, I cannot do this. I can't handle this. God, it's bothering me. It's been here for a while. And Lord God, I need you to help me. Just be honest with your emotions and whatever situation you're in right now. Jesus is a mind regulator. You don't have to stay awake all night, and you don't have to stay on your job and even when you're riding down in your car. Just with stuff on your mind. And most of the stuff may not even be your stuff. Amen. So just lean on the Lord and not on your own understanding. I know a lot of times we want to fix our own circumstances, and we don't want people to get in our business. We don't want people to get into our finances. You know, we feel that we can handle things. Okay, so how's that working for you so far? We are not able. You may be willing, but we're not able to handle everything. And it's not intended for us to handle everything. I just want to come on for just a few minutes and let somebody know that you are not at a loss of hope. Doesn't matter if it's a big thing, it's a small thing. If it's hindering you, if it's causing you anxiety, causing you confusion, you can't figure this situation out, you can't figure people out, turn it on over to Jesus. Turn it on over. Turn it on over to Jesus. We have got to learn to just let some things go. And I know that's easier said than done, because we let them go and then we go back and pick them up. But we have got to come to a place where everything is not going to be all right. Everything's not going to suit everybody. You know, we're not going to make everybody happy. Everybody's not going to like you. They're not going to be happy for you. You have got to come to a place where you are content with yourself. You are happy with yourself. Get in touch with your spiritual side. Get in touch with Jesus. Pray. Pray your way through. But I'm here to let you know, if you are waiting for situations to change and some people to change, that may not happen. People's circumstances, they don't always change, but we can. Okay? Remember that. So don't go through the rest of this day, the rest of this week, pondering about how you're going to make things right, how you're going to fix something. People don't want to cooperate with you. And it stresses you out. It gives you anxiety. But I want you all to turn to Jesus. Just give him a try. You tried everything else, right? So try Jesus. He is a mind regulator. He is a problem solver. He is the Prince of Peace. Whatever you need, it is in Christ Jesus. And I know you may not be super spiritual. You may not even be a Christian. You may not have ever even read the Bible. But I know at some point in your life, maybe not you, but in your immediate family, somebody has come in contact with Jesus and let you see Jesus. Let you see what he's capable of, what he can do. I know you have seen some miracle or seen in his word where the Lord is faithful. And we cannot depend on other people all the time. We can't depend on our jobs. But you can always depend on Jesus. So, if you're going through some things, whatever it may be, I want you to, if it's just the first time you've ever done it, just call on the Lord and just have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about it. He already knows, but the Lord wants us to come to him. He wants us to give it to him. Amen. It's just something that was on my mind, and I thought maybe somebody else probably could have been complimenting the same thing. But don't let it stress you out and give you anxiety. Because you have hope and you have a friend in Jesus. Can't cry to everybody. You can't take your problems to everybody. But you can take it to Jesus. And he will fix it. Jesus is a way maker. I know that for myself. He is a bridge over troubled water. Yes, he is. It's troubled water. It has disease in it. It has all of your issues in it. And it's rising and it's dirty water in some circumstances in some of our lives. And some of that stuff you just can't get over. But the Lord will help you get over what you can't get over by yourself. If you just let him do it. If you just trust him. Just trust him. Don't go through the rest of this day or the rest of this week boggled down by stuff. Amen. Just thought I'd come by and let you guys know you're not alone. You're not alone in your emotions, in your feelings, in your thinking. Some of us are still there or we've been there. And I know what works for me. And I just wanted to share that with you. Have a great day. And I'm going to see you later on this week. Thank you so much.